All right, y'all's favorite topics podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, Reed.
Did you notice how good of a mood everybody's been in the last few days with the weather?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Rainy today. Hopefully you enjoyed it. But as I was saying on the show today, when you can get some nice mid-April, you know, Saturday, Sunday, even Monday.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make your summer feel better. So
I agree. Reed, this is not my favorite, but I feel like it's something worth talking about. Last week, we were talking about teachers and they're leaving the profession. And I found this article of specifically Wisconsin teachers, and nearly 40% of them leave the profession after only 6 years. So sad.
It doesn't seem possible that 40%, like the sustainability of that
is not good.
I mean,
because all these people are leaving, but are people choosing at a university to go for an education degree?
Yeah. Tax day came and went, as I said. Hopefully that's not a surprise. So we were looking at the most...
Is this a surprise to you, Reed? Did you do your taxes or did your wife do them?
I knew it was coming.
Did your wife do them or...
You were awesome.
Okay.
So the IRS is the least favorable of 16 federal agencies and departments that were asked by Pew Research. The most favorable, though, Chels, number one, National Park Service, 81% favorable rating.
Woo-wee!
Post Office, second most favorable.
Why would you ever get mad at a park?
7% park unfavorable, 12% not sure.
Why are you not sure?
You don't use it, maybe?
Okay.
NASA came in third.
Oh, there should be a lot of not sures there. Do you use NASA?
Yeah, NASA's only 9% unfavorable.
Huh.
Here's one that was a little surprising. The CDC, 56% favorable. It was top five. Now, I would have thought post-COVID.
Sure.
Maybe you'd have had, but IRS, dead last.
Nice.
So, 51% unfavorable. So, just over half.